This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
The Roundup on Joy 94.9. From the nitty to the gritty.
For a fault to develop 2 years after the aircraft actually enters service, it's almost guaranteed to be a manufacturing fault.
The outright political.
You can't pay your respects to somebody that has left down a coal mine.
The frightfully bizarre.
I would tell George Bush I didn't have the grounds to call him a racist.
And everything in between.
I'm not lesbian. I'm not even kinda lesbian.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is The Roundup.
Hello, and welcome to The Roundup on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. I'm Ali Pelletier, and joining me again this week is the wonderful Michael Pinterbonner.
Hello.
And we have to extend a big welcome to our newest panel member, Jed Gilbert.
Hey, guys.
Who's filling in for Anastasia this week. Welcome, Jed.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
I'm feeling a little like the gender balance is a bit out this week.
Bit
a bit outnumbered.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It's kind of nice. So coming up on this week's show, we ask whether it's wrong for men to wear makeup. We'll be taking you through the latest Hollywood news. And we want to know, do you hold hands with your partner in public?
But first, a news and current affairs wrap on Joy 94.9's The Roundup. And travellers will have to wait until later this week to learn when Tiger Airways will fly again. The Singapore-based company's group president, Tony Davis, has headed up talks with the aviation regulator here in Melbourne in a bid to have the grounding of the fleet lifted. But the Civil Aviation Safety Authority says it will decide later this week whether to seek an extension of the grounding. The coalition says it will drop its opposition to a carbon pricing scheme if Australians support the tax at a national vote. Opposition leader Tony Abbott today introduced his private members' bill to Parliament, which aims to force a plebiscite on the issue by no later than Saturday, the 26th of November. Mr. Abbott says if his bill is successful, the coalition will drop its opposition to the tax. Model Megan Gale has hit back at shock jock Kyle Sanderlands after he labelled her a fake and unintelligent. Sanderlands made the comments after an interview between the pair was cancelled last week, and Gale says she was shocked at the news and reckons Sanderlands should keep his comments to himself. And if you're on the market for a new job, the timing may be right. There's been a modest gain in jobs for June following a steep drop in May. But it's not all good news, with the number of new positions on the market being way down for the same time last year. And that is the news and current affairs wrap on The Roundup. Back to you guys.
So, hang on a sec, Michael. Can we just pop back to something you said a little bit earlier in that news? What's a plebiscite? It sounds like something you might need antibiotics for, kind of like bacterial infection in your stomach.
Right. Okay. Well, I can answer that one, actually. A plebiscite is where they have a poll. Basically, it's like a referendum, but a referendum is when you're trying to change the constitution, and a plebiscite is just when you're trying to change a statute law, something which doesn't require constitutional change.
So the idea...
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Thanks.
So the idea here is the carbon tax is obviously very controversial, right? And what the opposition wants is it's saying it will drop all of its criticism of the tax if the government takes it to the people. And the alternative point of view is, well, hey, we've elected this government into power to make laws, and it's not changing the constitution, so they really... They shouldn't be taking it to the people. You know, government's elected to make decisions.
Yeah, it's a complete falsity. Like, it's a complete falsity, really. I mean, because it doesn't bind the parliament. The parliament can just change the statute straight after. The whole point of the referendum is that it maintains the security of the parliament, because with the constitution, it can only be changed by going to referendum, but statutes can be changed year on year. So, you know, it could go to a plebiscite, and then next year the parliament could just override that. Like, it's a complete waste of time. And I've heard that it could be up to $80 million worth of expenses in terms of running a plebiscite. Like, it's a complete falsity.
Absolutely. A whole heap of money goes into them. And I think that this may be one of those cases where the opposition is point scoring and perhaps trying to, you know, threaten the government into, or push the government into doing something which will, you know, backfire on them in the long run.
Exactly. It's just political. It's just political and doesn't mean anything. And the other thing is that it didn't get through the Senate. You know, so Steve Fielding, in one of his last acts in the Senate, hasn't been a great friend of our community, but, you know, he voted against it and called it for what it was. It was an $80 million PR campaign for Tony Abbott.
Great. Thanks so much for explaining that, guys. I feel very enlightened now.
It's not a bacteria.
No, it's not a bacteria. You don't need antibiotics for it, but it does cost a lot of money. So don't forget also, you can tell us what you think about anything we're talking about tonight. SMS us on 0427 joy949 or email us onair@joy.org.au.
Now, men and makeup, is this a good thing, a bad thing, or is it pretty? We want to know your thoughts. That's coming up next on The Roundup.
You're with The Roundup on Joy 94.9. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/The Roundup on Joy 94.9. Or email us onair@joy.org.au or SMS 0427 Joy949. Let us know what you think about anything we're talking about tonight. And please, 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 if you do make friends with us on Facebook, let us know that you're there so that we can say hello.
Now, from foundation to eyeliner and everything in between, cosmetics have long been associated with women. But in the year 2011, has this changed? Is it now okay for men to wear makeup? We here on The Roundup want to know, is the idea of makeup for men good, bad or pretty?
It's wonderful. Why would men wear makeup, Mike?
Why would I think the same reason women wear,
yes, well,
wear makeup?
Why
indeed?
They?
I'm looking at you pointedly because I think... that you might have some personal experience of
some
why
you... Some
would...
experiences with makeup. I, like many women, I'd imagine, wear makeup to hide rings under the eyes, mm-hmm. to wake up the skin. Yes, I just said that.
Wake up the skin.
Hey, honestly.
How can that wake up the skin?
It
makeup
does.
Is not good for the
it's
skin.
It's like suffocating the skin, right?
I do this thing when I have days where I need to put it on, and I put on half the face and I compare. And if it picks up the skin, then I go with it.
You sound like an ad. Compare the pair.
Yes, well, compare the pair. And I thought that's a superannuation ad. And honestly, it does. It picks up the skin. So there's a lot of, I guess, you know, a lot of superficial reasons that just like anybody else, men would wear makeup. But I think there's other reasons as well.
But you know what? That is just getting a competitive advantage. It's just raising the bar for all of us to then have to match.
Well, you know what?
Because you look prettier than Jed.
Exactly. And I'm not going to stand for it. So then I have to go out and freaking buy like eye patch stuff. What's it called?
I don't know. Eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
You're talking to a lesbian here. We're not supposed to wear makeup, right?
Well, see, that's the other thing. Mm. Is there like a different thing for lesbians?
Well, I don't know.
I don't
well,
think I've ever seen you wear any makeup in the entire time I've known you.
See, that just means that I'm doing it well, Mike.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely. I often wear makeup.
Now, I guess the thing with this is that, you know, for a very long time, wearing makeup...
I just heard all the lesbians make a big in-breath. She wears makeup. No.
For a long time, Ellie, if a guy was wearing makeup, he was automatically, you know, referred to as, you know, gay.
Yeah, so is men wearing makeup a gay thing?
I don't think so anymore, you know, like especially with the emo thing that's going through right now. Like I think it's pretty common for guys to wear, well, it's getting more common for guys to wear makeup. But I just don't understand, I don't understand why girls do it, let alone why guys do it. I just can't imagine spending the time in the morning, like so much effort and money and time, and I just can't even imagine.
Yeah, I think it's a social expectation, isn't it, that to look your best, you put your face on.
Yeah, right.
So there's all the things that go with that, like marketing. So, of course, there's so much marketing behind it and all the kind of magazine stereotypes and, you know, skinny women, beautiful women, they're all wearing makeup. They're all covered in it. And there's an expectation that you will look better and get that competitive edge.
Yeah, right.
But I think, you know, especially for women, there's some, I don't know if it's hack science or real science that I just used my search engine to have a look at this topic. And there was a bit of science in there around they'd shown men pictures of women. So obviously this is heteronormative. They'd shown men pictures of women and the men, some with makeup and some without makeup. And the men had consistently said that the women wearing makeup looked healthier, more attractive, younger, that they would choose them more so to be their wives, to have children with. So I think for hetero women too, if they don't wear makeup, they're going to get called lesbian.
That's because it wakes up the skin. That's why you need it.
It's not. I think actually, yeah, I haven't read that, but I remember hearing that it generally accentuates the things that your body picks up around health and around sexuality. And so like the lips being really red, it's really like it picks up on the changes in female, like the body,
yeah,
throughout
that's
the
right.
month.
Yeah.
And the rosy cheeks and...
Well, when you're turned on,
yes.
your cheeks go a bit rosier and your lips get plumper.
Yeah.
And when you've been kissing, your lips are plumper and redder. So it's all about sex. It's all about mating. And your eyes, when you're a bit turned on, you're a bit hot under the collar, your eyes get a bit sparkly. And that's the effect that wearing sort of eyeliner and mascara gives.
Yes.
And blush.
I just wear it to cover up scarring. Seriously. And I would really love to hear from somebody who, you know, wears a little bit of the foundation under the eyes. That's a guy, you know, and doesn't consider himself, you know, somebody that's involved in drag or wears makeup for, you know, performance or any way, shape or form. Just somebody who just, you know, wears it because, hey, I've got a pimple today and I want to cover that up and this is actually making me look a little bit better. You need to SMS in on 0427
joy949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Are you a guy who wears makeup day to day just because that's your daily norm?
Absolutely. We'll hear your thoughts next on The Roundup.
Hey, this is Ruby Rose, and you're listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for that, Ruby Rose. That's right, you are listening to The Roundup on Joy 94.9. And don't forget to find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ The Roundup on Joy 94.9. And add us as a friend, because Ali's looking very angry over there, and I think it'll calm her down just a little bit.
Ah, we've just had some listener feedback, Mike. So the gist of the feedback was that... our conversation earlier was a little bit too political, and that for an LGBTI radio station, we should not be so political. And I'm mad because just because that we're gays and lesbians doesn't mean our IQs should be lower than anybody else's.
I don't think the person was saying that. Was they?
Well,
they?
I don't know. Were they saying? Let us know. If it was you, let us know.
You're getting
it. Email us onair@joy.org.au or SMS 0427 joy949. Please stop me being mad.
You're picking a fight with the listener.
That's really bad. But something that's not controversial or political, or maybe it is, men and makeup. Is it good, bad or ugly? We've asked that question because, you know, cross-culturally, that's a really hard thing for me to say, cross-culturally, people in other countries that are men, i.e. parts of Europe, they wear makeup. There is a male makeup industry, cosmetic industry in parts of Europe.
In Europe, darling, Europe.
Yes, but why don't we have one here in Australia?
I don't know.
This is a question.
We're full of ochres and, you know, people with that little bit of facial hair just under their lip, you
or
know.
People who are more comfortable with how they look when they wake up in the morning.
No.
That's
people
a good
that
one.
Don't take care. But we do want to know your thoughts. We've asked for your SMSs in on 0427 joy949, and we've had a few pieces of feedback.
Well, Jono from Chadston has messaged in. I'm unsure about this one, I must say. He said that it's unmasculine to do it and that it just makes gay seem more gay. Thanks, Jono, because you've made me completely reverse what I was saying before. If you want to do it, do it. Yeah. Because I would hate for people to feel like they can't do it. I would, on a purely logical viewpoint, I would say don't bother. But you know, if you feel like you're not doing it because someone's going to think you're gay, then hell, do it to the extreme.
Oh, so you're doing it as a protest vote. And I really snaps for Jono because he used the word gay as an adjective and a noun in that sentence. So I thought that was very good. Gays making them more gay. Very clever
English there. Listen, Jono.
Don't get too tricky there, Michael.
I know, I used the word adjective.
You might be too smart.
Oh, no.
Ooh, we have got an angry lesbian in the studio. Oh, dear.
I've had an SMS from James, and he says, I wear makeup every day to cover zits, but also because it looks better.
Good on you, James. And I've had an SMS in from Nate, same sort of thing, wearing makeup to cover up zits and scarring from pimples. So for some people, it's a psychological thing. You don't wear it because, hey, you want to go out with a full face. You're wearing it because, hey, you've got pimples.
Yeah, look, there is something, you know, looking back through kind of recent history, It was kind of like a pivotal moment, and it's to do with TV, and it's where Nixon, in the 1960 elections, Nixon was debating Kennedy, and it was the first time that the US television, you know, presidential debates were televised, and Nixon was slightly sick. I think he'd come from hospital slightly before. He looked pale. He had like an overgrown beard. He got sweaty, and Nixon looked, you know, he'd rested. He looked really confident and tanned and kind of young and ambitious. And it was a real turning point because it was the first debate, and the radio listeners, and previously all debates had been on radio, and radio listeners thought Nixon had won, but television audience, hands down, thought that Kennedy had won. And up until that point, Kennedy had been losing in the polls, and it turned around right after that debate. So it was actually like a real pivotal moment where the visual media impacted on, I guess, our culture. And, you know, there was a thing on Oprah recently where George W. Bush was on, and he was getting a touch up of makeup, and he was like, oh, don't let the people back in Texas see this. That's a really bad accent. But basically it's where idols are on TV and they're wearing makeup, and it has to be influencing our culture.
Absolutely. And that point of, you know, it shaping the way people respond to you and think about you, that's kind of pivotal. We've had an SMS in from Stacey who says there's a guy who she works with who has a face tattoo, and he wears makeup on it, which is really, really thick. And she's made the point of that he'd probably just look better without the makeup covering up the tattoo on the face. And also, kids, if you're going to do tattoos, don't get them on your face.
No.
Really, very, very silly. Get them.
Uncle Mike says.
That's right. Get them on your arms, on your shoulder. Nice arm tattoo. That's very sexy, but not on the face.
No.
I think my problem is when it becomes too, like, it's professional expectation.
Yeah.
For women, especially, to come to work and need to wear makeup. That, I have a real problem with that.
Yeah, certainly I work, you know, where I work, there are a number of female senior managers and also a number of male senior managers. All the female senior managers wear makeup and they have all their hair done and colourful, and the male senior managers don't. Obviously, they're of an age where they wouldn't be wearing makeup.
But there's nothing.
But I think your story before, Jed, just, you know, it kind of signifies that our cultural fixation with youth and beauty, where Kennedy was young and he wore makeup and he looked beautiful, and he won because of that, you know, or in part because of that.
So we've had some SMSs in. One says, hi guys, love the show. Just a comment, it's not about being uneducated, it's about opposite points of view. There are some very good arguments for Tony Abbott. Absolutely. There are some very good for Tony Abbott's stand against the carbon tax. I think we were just talking about the plebiscite though, because it is, I think it's hard to argue for the plebiscite.
Okay.
Please message back in.
Yes, indeed. But we were talking about, you know, men wearing makeup. Again, your thoughts, 0427 Joy 949. And coming up, gossip time. And Lady Gaga is taking on, she's taking on somebody pretty powerful, Ali. Who's she taking on?
She's taking on Oprah. Ooh. And I will tell you more about that later.
Welcome back to the Roundup. Don't forget you can keep up with all the latest Roundup news on our Facebook page. Search for facebook.com/theRoundup on Joy 94.9.
It's gossip time on the Roundup. Celebs are bad. They'll be found out. Anastasia and the crew will tell you what they did to. Madonna's bad. Britney's sad. Lady Gaga's wearing a bag. It's gossip time. Gotta go. Gotta get on. Gossip time. With the show. Gossip time. It's gossip time.
That's right, it is gossip time, and we are missing. You've never heard that
is
before.
Is that you, Michael?
Yes, it's me rapping.
That is awesome.
I am a rap artist.
You know what everyone
you're a something
misses?
Something artist.
You know what everyone misses because this is not filmed? Is you dancing on every show.
To my own rap. Yes, I do dance to it. It is gossip time.
It is gossip time.
Filling in for Anastasia is Ali.
Yes, it is gossip time, and I am filling in for Anastasia. And big news, MTV conducted a poll asking music fans what their favourite album of the year so far is.
Mm.
Now, you might have thought that Lady Gaga's Born This Way was going to win. It was leading the polls, but Britney Spears' Femme Fatale has just pipped it at the post.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about
it. It is a better album.
Listen to
Femme
the gaze.
Fatale.
It's a better album.
No way.
It totally is.
Femme Fatale's not very mature, whereas Lady Gaga's what? Born This Way is totally not mature. No.
Excuse me, boys. It's my gossip. in shock news, Adele, 21, had only got like 1.79% of the vote.
Yeah, but she's not very big.
She's amazing.
She's amazing, but she's sad.
Yeah. There's some bias for you. God.
Well, I don't know. It's been slaying it on the Billboard and iTunes chart, so... Anyway.
Yeah, but it's all very sad people that are listening. Oh, hang on. No. People that are emotionally... I'm just going to shush.
Maybe it's just people that don't vote in those types of polls.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
Okay. All right. So for all of you Jersey Shore fans, Vinny Guadagnino has left the Jersey Shore house after getting into a fight with another cast member, and then he complained of being homesick.
So what's his name again?
You're going to make me say it.
Yes.
Vinny Guadagnino.
Like that?
much better. Yeah.
Jersey Shores. Anybody has ever watched Jersey Shores? It's just a whole bunch of Italian. I'm Italian, so I can say this. A whole bunch of Italians who are all very greasy, who get into fights, mm-hmm. and then they break stuff, and then they pee in clubs, like on the dance floor. Very strange.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and then they have fights, and then that's kind of it.
So it's like the Big Brother house for Italian people.
Yeah, and you know what they did? Because they were like so Italian, they had to go back to Italy, where none of them speak Italian. And then they were filming in Florence, and one of them drove into a police car on purpose, in inverted commas, everyone who's listening.
Yeah.
And they were like banned from filming. But anyway.
Ah, well, there you go. What else? Ah, you might be wondering, who is the most talked about person on Twitter in 2011?
I'm sure. Gilbert.
Lady Gaga.
Well, you would think maybe Lady Gaga, but in fact, it's a woman called Rebecca Black.
Oh, no way.
I love Rebecca Black.
Why?
Tell me, who is Rebecca Black?
Oh, you don't know Rebecca Black.
I've got a picture of her here. She's gorgeous.
No. She's also 14. So that's a bit wrong.
I mean, she looks lovely.
we've got an
looks like a very nice girl.
We've got an angry wrong lesbian in the studio.
Yeah,
today.
But see, that's...
Wrong town.
She doesn't look 14.
Do you know what? In that picture, she does not look 14. She looks about 35. Seriously.
No, it was this...
About makeup.
It did end up being a fake song, right? Like, it was a joke.
No, she...
It was a joke.
It's not a joke. She obviously, as a 14-year-old, wanted to be a pop star. There is this record company, in inverted commas, in LA, which she went... Her parents paid, like, $2,000 for her to record this song called Friday, which basically goes through the days of the week and has lines like, you know, 7 a.m. I'm waking up, having cereal, gotta be fresh.
Friday, tomorrow is Saturday, after that, Sunday. Like, I am not kidding. That might be the chorus.
That is the chorus. That's the middle eight.
Excellent.
And there's a rap.
So she's topical. She's the most talked about person on Twitter so far this year. Coming in at number three... Someone you might think actually would beat her, given all of the controversy about him recently, Charlie Sheen at number three. And all the way down at number nine, my favourite lesbian in the world, Justin Bieber.
Oh, really?
Yes. And below him, number 10, Lady Gaga.
Really?
The 10th most talked about person. I tell you what, she will have seen this, and I bet you if we re-looked at this at the end of the year, she would not be number 10.
Because she's totally into social media.
Yeah, totally. You know, Twitter users are sending over 200 million tweets per guess.
Second.
Day.
Day.
200 million tweets per second.
Okay. It was a guess.
2 years ago, users were sending only 2 million tweets a day. So from 2 million 2 years ago to 200 million per day.
You know what that sounds?
Really amazing.
That
isn't
sounds
it?
Like an infection. It's growing at the rate of an infection.
It
and
is.
You know what? It's not positive because Rebecca Black is the most talked about thing. I think it's a bad thing.
Quality tweets, people.
It's crazy. So, as we said before, Lady Gaga's pushing some boundaries. This is the year that she's going for an award outside of the music realm in the Variety special category at the Emmys for her Monster Ball tour at Madison Square Garden. Madison Square Garden. It's a tongue twister, which is a DVD.
It's a tongue twister.
It's a DVD.
Yes,
so that means that she can go for an award outside of the music realm. It puts her up against the likes of Oprah.
Who do you think would win?
Ooh.
Because Lady Gaga is entertaining and Oprah Winfrey is Oprah Winfrey.
Nah, but Oprah Winfrey, it's like it must be one of her last like DVDs for the show.
Oprah.
Yeah, it would probably be the finale. 3 days of Oprah reflecting on how great she is.
You know what? If she doesn't win that, that is a travesty for the world.
Ah, Now, what's this about Beyoncé's debut alternative version of the Run for the World Girls? Because didn't that just completely bomb out?
Now, I don't want to be biased or anything because I'm not biased. But Beyoncé's latest song,
yes,
Girls Who Run the World, I like it, but it's pretty shit. I mean, crap. I mean, bad. And
I wish we had a... You know, you can tell we're live to air. There's no beeper here.
Yeah. And what happened was the video for it, which I thought was amazing, by the way, that actually tanked at number 84 on, like, MTV in the States, right? So to get more people voting for it, to push it up the charts, they re-edited it. And now she's all, like, crazy dancing and stuff. And, like, the whole theme of, like, being girls, girl warriors, female warriors, has kind of been lost.
You know what they should have had was the Billboard performance of that. Because the Billboard performance was amazing. Like, it had this video projection and she was like dancing with the video projection, so like lots of dancers were in the video projection. She was like doing all these actions which would then have like huge explosions and she'd be interacting with the video projection. It was awesome. Look it up if you haven't seen it.
Great. And lastly, major shake up, one of your favorite Glee characters is not coming back.
Who?
Glee,
come on, you can't leave people hanging.
I know, hanging on. It's been confirmed that Glee producers decided not to renew Cord Overstreet's contract as a series regular for the show's upcoming third season, although he could possibly return as an occasional guest star. So for those of you who are not familiar with Cord Overstreet, it's he plays the character Sam Evans. He's the little blonde guy with the big smile, is that right?
Yes, he's like a younger version of my boyfriend. He's really hot.
Oh, I don't want him. You'll to get know. Good boyfriend points for that, Michael.
I know, right?
On Friday, Cord tweeted cryptic messages that had his fans' minds running wild. He wrote, "Well, it's been a good year. Too bad it's over. Time for summer and starting fresh."
How sad.
Yes.
But you know what? He's put a dint into his career, so that's good.
Well,
and it's only the beginning.
It is only the beginning. There is a glimmer of hope, though, and happiness. Darren, Chris, and Harry Shaum Jr. have been promoted to series regulars.
I'm so sorry. I don't know who any of those people are. But so, great. Good for them. They get to hang around with Lea Michaels, which is very cool. That was Gossip Time for another week on The Roundup. This is a lady that doesn't have much gossip these days. It's Lily Allen.
He treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know, I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like...
Welcome back to The Roundup. We are going to be talking about a new topic, holding hands in public.
Indeed. And you can let us know what you think about holding hands in public. SMS 0427 JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au.
That's right, Jed. We are talking about a new topic. And in many cultures around the world, it's quite common for men and women to hold hands or link arms in public. In Australia, though, this simple public display of affection between members of the same sex is a taboo. But is it one worth shaking? We here on The Roundup want to know, do you think holding hands with your partner in public is good, bad, or ugly?
So this is a little pet topic of mine right now because I am with a very lovely partner and he is comfortable with holding hands and I really want to be able to hold hands in public, but I cannot enjoy walking around. I can't even have a conversation if I'm holding hands with my same-sex partner walking down in a public street. Like, I just can't. I get so threatened, I think, by it. And I started looking it up, and there's some cool stuff around. So Minus 18 have this PR campaign right now about challenging homophobia. And one of its posters says, "I don't mind if you're straight, just don't flaunt it in public." It's so true. Like, it's not flaunting it. It's just, you know, holding your partner's hand in public. And, you know, there's a campaign that's set up where they have days around the world where they hold hands as in silent protest with same-sex partners. And there was a flash mob in May organized by the Safe Schools Coalition at Southern Cross Station where they all got together at 3 p.m. and held hands with same-sex partners.
Now, I'm totally for the P-Dog. I call it the P-Dog because it's the public display of gay.
I love it.
I do. P-Dog. I'm totally for the public display of gay, but I'm more for the public display of bum, which is the P-Dab, which is where you walk around and you know you've got a conservative straight couple behind you and you grab your partner's bum in front of them. And that's blatantly political, I know.
That is absolutely making a political statement. And I think, you know, nice maybe that can be, I guess, when you were first talking, Jed, I thought, oh, my God, this guy's just so highly strung. How could you not enjoy holding hands with your partner in public, you know? But if you're worried about homophobia and, you know, homophobic kind of acts, then, of course, that's going to make you nervous. I think that, you know, I'm all for the more out we are, the more proud we are to be out, and the more seen in public that is, the more normal that will get. And so while you know, and I'm not saying that you have to do it, it's not a problem for me. I'm all for the P-dog. That's the public display of gay, by the way, which is now in my lexicon. That's it. It's being used.
It's so good, right?
It's so, so
but
good.
But see, I think the P-dog might be different for girls. Because I think, you know, girls, even if they're friends, can kind of hold hands and walk down the street. But guys, it's much more obvious, in at least in our culture, it's much more obvious for guys if they're walking down the street.
Yeah, look, I think you've got a point there. And I certainly do and have always walked down the street arms linked, arm in arm with my hetero sisters. But I certainly think if I'm walking down the street holding hands with a woman who I'm with, then that's obvious. You know, it looks obvious that that's because there's a level of intimacy there. And I have experienced kind of homophobic comments and those sorts of things. I'm really lucky. I've never been bashed or any of those, you know, had that type of physical violence. But certainly men will make comments about wanting to join in and can they invite us somewhere and, you know, come and see, can we watch you do stuff in the back of our car? And you
I just don't know if I can handle that. Like, I think it is a safety risk. Like, I really want to be that person that's really comfortable and showing it. And anything where I feel safe, I'm very comfortable with showing it. But I just think it's a safety risk, but I don't know. I'm keen to hear what other people think.
It does feel really good, though. And, yeah, if we do want to hear what you say. So 0427JOY949 is the number to SMS in. Do you hold your partner's hand in public? And, you know, I think it's really empowering. And it feels good to, you know, just recognise your relationship in public. The other day, Paul and I were walking down the street and we saw another gay couple. And they were holding hands. And I thought, well, why are we not holding hands? So we held hands for about a fifth of a second. And that was like a really nice moment for me to hold his hand. And then I let go of it because we were crossing the road and there were scary people over there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was really, it just felt great.
So would you feel better holding hands in certain kind of gay and lesbian ghettos, you know, queer ghettos? So would you feel more comfortable doing it in Paran, for instance, on, you know, down that area or in, you know, like even Brunswick Street or Sydney Road? Brunswick is kind of a queer, gay area of Melbourne. Is it something about your surrounds?
Like, yeah, it definitely does come back to the surrounds and whether it feels safe, you know. We have a message in from Grant in Essendon, and he says, I love holding my boyfriend's hand in public. I'm more than happy to give him a quick kiss too. I wouldn't do much more than that, though, just because I think it's inappropriate when straight couples start sucking face in public.
That's true.
Gross. Yeah. It's totally unnatural.
I think that, you know, just it's that whole public display of affection. So are you, you know,
Peter?
The Peter. Are you? Are
public
you?
Public display of affection.
I like the P-dog better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. you know, are you being overly affectionate? You know, is it verging on foreplay? Or are you just, you know, holding hands, walking arm in arm? It's just pretty normal and it's not, you know, shouldn't be offensive to
anybody. See, this is what's so sad. And I think this kind of is what shows that, you know, the relevance of Joy 94.9 and that how far we still have to go is that I feel like I need to do self-defense classes if I'm going to hold hands in public.
God, your poor boyfriend.
Yeah. So does this, you know, that's a good question. Does it, what happens if one partner's keener to hold hands than the other? Does it create a relationship wedge?
That's when you do the pee bum thing. We grab their bum because.
But that would just make them feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but that's funny for me. Plus you get a bum grab.
I can tell in the past I've been walking down the street with a past girlfriend who was not as keen on the pee dog as I. And so there'd be times where, and she would do it because she would not want to upset me or, you know, would want to keep me happy, obviously. Yeah. But I could tell that there was a kind of tension in the handhold and a, like an added level of like, you know, awareness of what was around her.
Yeah.
And there have been times when we've been in straight bars and straight clubs and been being affectionate with each other and people come up and say stuff. It's really annoying, but you know what? It's their problem.
Look, so it is a wedge, like, to a certain extent. I guess it just depends on your partner, and my partner's great, but he's been practicing with me, and I've even been practicing when I'm alone, like just imagining walking down the street holding the hand, and someone will approach and I'll hold my hand in tighter, practicing. And so it's good to practice at least.
I'm sure you enjoy practicing on your own, Jed. SMS your thoughts in 0427JOY949. Do you hold your partner's hand in public, and are you proud to do that? Let us know your thoughts on The Roundup.
You're on The Roundup on Joy 94.9 with Michael, Ellie, and our wonderful special guest, Jed.
We do love Jed. Aww. He's been a very good guest presenter.
And thanks, guys.
We have had a very big show today. We talked about men wearing makeup, and we've had a few SMSs in on that topic.
What? Oh, yes. Oh, my God, I'm so confused. So, look, Zach on the front desk, who's been lovely, has taken a call, and it's from...
Anonymous.
It's from I Can't Tell You. And he said, I'm 61 and look like I'm 45 without makeup, but I still wear it.
Is that without makeup? That's very modest.
Isn't it?
It's like, you know, I'm 26 and I look...
But I look 12.
You know what that is? That's sunscreen.
Yes, it's so true. Sunscreen and makeup, very important.
Well, do you does your makeup have sunscreen in it, Michael?
It does, actually, yes.
That's very important,
yes,
I think.
Very important.
Yeah, very, very important.
It's moisturising, important makeup. Yes. We've also talked about the P-Dog, which is the public display of gay.
Yes.
And we're talking about holding your partner's hand in public. Is it something that you do?
Indeed. And we've had an SMS in from Lisa who says, absolutely. That was all she said. Absolutely.
Short but brief.
Yeah, short and sweet.
I want to be like you. I'll try.
Oh, because yeah. Jed's got a fear of holding his partner's hand.
Indeed.
And his partner is here in the studio, and they've been holding hands throughout the course of the show. And every time I look at Jed, he like squirms as if I'm going to hurt
no,
him.
No, but see, I feel safe here with you
this
guys.
This is a safe environment where you can hold yeah, exactly. partner's hand.
Thanks very much, guys. That was the roundup for another week. So we'll be back same time, same place next Monday.
We might be in the other studio.
We might be in the other studio, but it'll sound like we're in
the same place.
Yes. And you know, so don't forget you can visit us on Facebook for more opinionated current affairs throughout the week. Go to facebook.com/theroundup on Joy 94.9. Please let us know that you're there and that you like us.
Please
and we'll
do.
Give you a big shout out because we love you.
And don't SMS in at 9 o'clock.
Thank you to everybody. We've just had a big rush of SMSs. Thank you to everybody who has SMS'd in tonight. Sorry if we haven't been able to get a chance to get to your SMSs. Sometimes the SMS system runs a bit overtime. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Jed.
Thank you, Jed. Guys.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Hey, I'm Darren Hayes, and you're on Joy, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.